Welcome to this new episode of the Neural Network Podcast. We're here to explore the cutting-edge issues in tech that shape our lives and freedoms. I'm Muriel, and I'm here with Eddie and Gerard.
Hey, everyone. And today, we're diving into something that's all around us, but often flies under the radar, our online privacy and freedom.
Yes, indeed, privacy in this digital age. It's like having a secret heady out in a world of prying eyes. We'll be covering everything from mass surveillance concerns to the role of blockchain technology in privacy protection.
If you've ever wondered how privacy and freedom intertwine online, or if our data is safe, this one's for you. Stick around and don't forget to subscribe if you're enjoying our discussions. So let's set the stage. In the digital age, privacy is precious, almost like that hidden spot we all had as kids where we felt safe. But today, we're not hiding in treehouses. We're online, navigating a world where it's easy for companies, governments, even algorithms to peer into our lives.
Right. And it feels like we're more exposed than ever. I mean, every click, every search leaves a trail. And while it's convenient when a search engine remembers what we like, it's also kind of unsettling.
Unsettling is right, Eddie. And here's where it gets serious. AI and mass surveillance are creating what's practically a super-powered detective watching over everything. Artificial intelligence, especially, has gotten so advanced that it can infer details we never intended to share, like our health, our habits, even our political leanings.
Wow, that's intense. So even tiny digital breadcrumbs can reveal our identities or thoughts.
Exactly. And to shield us, there are two essential tools, encryption and anonymity. The United Nations Special Rapporteur on Freedom of Expression even highlighted how they protect our right to explore our identities safely. Encryption is like putting our information in a secure vault, and anonymity lets us roam online without a name tag. Together, they're a shield against unwanted surveillance.
Encryption especially is crucial. The cypherpunks, this early group of digital freedom advocates, believed in using cryptography, basically secret codes, as a weapon against surveillance. They weren't just dreamers tinkering in their basements. Their ideas helped inspire the tech behind Bitcoin and modern blockchain.
Cypherpunks. So they're the origin story of Bitcoin. That's wild.
Wes, they fought for privacy, decentralization, and individual control ideals we see today in cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Blockchain, with its decentralized structure, is all about transparency without the need for a middleman.
Yep, and today's Bitcoin still carry that cypherpunk torch. These systems give people direct control over their money and data, which is a radical shift from relying on banks or big platforms. And really, it's reshaping the power balance online.
Interesting. So, in a way, the same tech that promises freedom can also be used to spy on us if it falls into the wrong hands.
Spot on, Eddie. It's a double-edged sword. AI, for instance, can improve our experiences, but can also be used for surveillance, potentially even stifling freedom of expression. And mass surveillance? The kind governments use is like casting a giant net over the digital ocean. They're not just targeting criminals, they're collecting everyone's data.
So we're all suspects now.
In a sense, yes. Mass surveillance treats everyone as if they might be hiding something. While governments say it's for security, it can chill free speech and affect democracy. It makes people think twice before expressing themselves online.
And courts have actually declared some of these programs illegal. But with tech advancing so fast, it's hard for regulations to keep up. The real question is, how do we strike a balance between security and privacy? All right, let's dig a bit deeper. Privacy is under attack from all sides, but cryptography and blockchain are evolving to help protect it. One really cool concept here is called zero-knowledge proofs. Imagine proving you have a key to a safe without actually showing the key itself. This allows for verification without revealing any private information.
Whoa, so it's like a magic trick? You prove you know something without giving away the actual secret.
Precisely, it's a powerful tool in keeping sensitive data secure while still verifying identities or transactions. Then there's homomorphic encryption, which lets encrypted data be used in calculations without decrypting it. Think of it as solving a puzzle without ever seeing the pieces.
Okay, that's next level stuff. So you could have encrypted data processed without ever revealing it. That's huge for privacy.
Exactly. And it's not just a concept. It's already being applied to blockchain to make it more private and efficient. And there's another important area to mention: quantum-resistant algorithms. With quantum computing on the horizon, we need cryptography that can withstand its power. Think of it as building a fortress against a future superweapon.
Let me guess, because quantum computers could crack today's encryption, right?
Bingo, quantum computing could potentially unravel our current encryption methods in seconds. So, quantum-resistant algorithms are like preparing for a storm before it hits.
And beyond encryption, we have the shift toward decentralization, which is like handing everyone their own printing press. Instead of relying on big, centralized entities to hold our data or assets, we're seeing tools that give control back to individuals.
So, like with Bitcoin, people can act as their own banks.
Exactly, you hold the keys to your assets. Decentralized social media platforms like Noster, Blueski, or Farcaster, for example, let users control their own content and data. And decentralized voting systems could even make elections more transparent, like the HGLL protocol that you wrote 5 years ago, Eddie. It's all about redistributing power.
Though with decentralization, there's a catch: the responsibility shifts to the individual. You have to manage your own security and privacy. In a way, it's like the internet's Wild West. You get freedom, but you're also on your own to defend it.
So it's empowering, but also a bit intimidating.
Yeah, it's not all sunshine and roses. We're given this power, but it means more vigilance on our part. And of course, there's pseudonymity, which is sort of like wearing a mask at a masquerade ball. You have a unique address on the blockchain, but your real-world identity isn't directly revealed.
So it's privacy with a caveat. You're anonymous, but not completely.
Right, repeated use of the same address could eventually reveal patterns, linking your Bitcoin activity back to your real-world identity. Pseudonymity gives you a degree of privacy, but it's not foolproof.
And that's the balancing act. As individuals, we can adopt tools that protect our privacy, but it's not 100%. We're living in a world where surveillance is everywhere and privacy tools can only go so far in keeping us shielded.
It's fascinating and scary at the same time. We're getting amazing tools, but we're also up against some pretty daunting tech challenges.
Absolutely. So whether it's using zero-knowledge proofs or homomorphic encryption, blockchain is pushing boundaries. It's about giving people more privacy and control, but with the responsibility that comes with it. All right, let's bring it all together. Today, we explored the tug of war between privacy and surveillance in the digital age. We talked about how encryption and anonymity give us that protective shield, letting us communicate and explore identities without constant oversight.
Yeah. And then there's the cypherpunk legacy, the early digital freedom fighters whose ideas laid the foundation for things like Bitcoin and blockchain. They envisioned a future where individuals could keep control over their own data and money, away from the prying eyes of centralized authorities.
And from there, we looked at the tech innovations pushing that vision forward. Zero-knowledge proofs, homomorphic encryption, quantum-resistant algorithms, all of these advances are part of the effort to create digital systems that protect privacy without sacrificing security.
Exactly. But at the same time, we can't ignore the flip side: AI and mass surveillance, which have turned the internet into something closer to a digital panopticon, where everything we do leaves a trace that could be analyzed, monitored, or even exploited.
It's a lot to digest, but it really comes down to this. We're gaining powerful tools to protect ourselves, but they come with responsibility. And as tech keeps evolving, it's up to each of us to stay informed and cautious about how we use it.
Well said, Eddie. Digital freedom is there, but it's something we have to actively guard. If we're not vigilant, the freedom we cherish could easily be eroded, one privacy invasion at a time.
So true. All right, folks, that's a wrap for today. We hope this gave you some food for thought about online privacy, freedom, and the tech that can protect or challenge them.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and let us know what topics you want us to dive into next.
And remember, your digital freedom matters. Take it seriously. Until next time,
stay safe out there and keep questioning what's behind the tech curtain. Thanks for listening to the Neural Network podcast. See you next time.